Today's shir in the Dear Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi is a very special occasion. We mark the beginning of the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah. We're beginning on Daf Beis Omud Aleph with the Halachos of Pesach. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the opportunity to learn together. And Be'ezus Hashem, just like we start this volume, we should Be'ezus Hashem be able to finish it together and to conclude the sixth volume of Be'ezus Hashem and to continue learning together and to begin new seders of learning. So we begin on Daf Beis Amud Aleph in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah at the very beginning, Simen Tav Chav Tes, and here is the introduction to Hilchos Pesach. And this deals with the halacha of not saying Tachnun during the month of Chodesh Nisan, but we're not going to get to that today. We start off with the first din, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Shoalin Behilchos Pesach, Kodim LaPesach, Shloshim Yom. We start asking about the halachas of Pesach 30 days prior to Pesach. Now, Chavetz Chaim right away in the Bir Halacha tells us that this is the language of the Torah over here, taken from the Gemara in Pesachim and the Gemara in Bechoros, and there it actually says, Shoalin Vidarshin. But the Rif has the Girsa of Shoalim Levad, and this is also the Girsa in Avodah Zarah and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the Chavetz Chaim says, L'chora ein nafka mina b'zeh. There's no practical difference whether you say Shoalim, you ask, Vidarshim, and you delve into the Halachos, or you just say Shoalim Behilchos HaPesach, Kodim LePesach Shloshim Yom. And that's the simple understanding. He does bring down the Ran, however, in the first parak of Psachim, as well as in the first parak of Megillah, who disagrees. And he says, Shoalim means that if somebody comes to you during this 30-day period of time before the Chag, before Pesach, and asks you a halacha, so then you should answer him ahead of somebody who comes to ask you a different shaila. But for two Talmidei Chacham that are learning together, if they want to learn about Hilchos Pesach, they can. If they want to learn about some other halachos, they're allowed to as well. And he says, Ein chiyuva lilmod shloshim yom kodem Hilchos Pesach, Rak bePesach Gufa. You don't have an obligation to only learn the halachas of Pesach. You learn whatever you want. And he says this is really brought down over here in the name of the Rashba. And that's why we bedavka use the lashon of Shoalim. It's only if somebody asks you a shaila that they take precedence over anybody else's shaila. Chavetz Chaim then has a very long arichus where he brings down many that disagree with this approach, and he concludes at the very end, and he says, "Al kopanim the beis hamedrash bechaburos bevada yishchiv lulmo shloshim yom kodim afli diri Yerushalmi." He says that one should really learn the halachas of Pesach as much as possible before Pesach, the 30 days beforehand. How come this isn't extremely customary that we have shiurim only on Hilchos Pesach? So in Dir Shufut No. 4, he brings that from the Shulchan Aruch Rav that nowadays it's different. Shekivin shebizmanenu ein matzoy kol kach haminog shedorshim v'rav v'shloshim yom kodem chag. How come we don't have, although many shuls do have special shiurim in honor of Pesach, but it's an occasional shiur, 2, 3, 5 shiurim, but not all the learning is Hilchos Pesach. So he says that's because today, Kisuvos kol halachos achag b'svarim. There are many, many English, Hebrew, French, Italian svarim over here that a person can go pick up in his own vernacular tongue if he doesn't understand the Lashon Kodesh and go and learn the Hilchos Pesach. And therefore, mitzvah al kol echad shi'ilamid bi'atzmo hilchos achag kodem achag. Therefore, everybody has their own obligation. And therefore, the shuls and the rabbanim don't only learn these halachos kidei she'ida ha'maisa asher yaseh. There are many ways a person can go and figure out what the basic halachos are, and you don't need to only have the shiurim of a shul, the shiurim of beis medrash dealing with Hilchos Pesach. So with that, we now go to the Mishneh Berurah Sivkot Aleph. And the Mishneh Berurah writes, Shahari Moshe Omed BePesach Rishon. Where do we get this idea of learning 30 days beforehand? Because Moshe Rabbeinu stood on the first day of Pesach, on Pesach Rishon, Umazhirin Al Kol Hilchos Pesach Sheni, and taught the Am all the halachos of Pesach Sheni, which was 30 days later. And that's where we get this idea. Vehu adin b'shar yamin tovim. The same thing applies in all the other yamin tovim as well. It's not bedavka according to this just Hilchos Pesach. He says nami dorshim kodem lachen shloshim yom hilchosein. The same thing applies before other yamin tovim that you learn 30 days before him all the halachos. He brings down ayin b'bir agor shedaito. The Vilna Gaon brings down in his opinion the batzeres on Shavuos. We always call Shavuos atzeres sagi miyom echad b'sivan. It's adequate if a person starts learning these halachos on the first day of Sivan, only 6-7 days before Shavuos. The Chavetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Oz Beis brings down from Rashi in a number of places in Tosos, as well in the first parak of Megillah, as well as the Rokeach, and he says v'chein ochichu amogin avram v'agra, that this din applies not only to Pesach but to the other Yom Tovim as well. He brings down as well the Yad Ephraim from the Yerushalmi. However, the Chavetz Chaim concludes and he says, "Mikomako mashem mikam achronim." There are other achronim that the inyan yontiv who rak mitzad minhaga. There's a difference, even if the bottom line is that the minhag is to learn the other yom tovim as well. That's because there it's a minhag, as opposed to by Pesach, it's more of a din. He says, Ochein, the Bir Agra, the Vilna Gaon, as well as the Pri Chodosh and the Moruk Tzia, Mashma de Yom Tov Hu Kipesach. They hold differently, and they say Yom Tov has the same halacha as Pesach, 30 days before, and then there's also Mashma from the Rokeach. Dirshu footnote number 1 brings down, however, for Purim, She'ein Din Zeh Noeg. This doesn't apply to Purim, and he brings down Chanukah as well from the Kuntra Schaz de Avos, that this doesn't apply to Chanukah as well. And he points out that if by Purim, which is Mikabalah, it's a higher level Durabbanan, and it's called Yontif, this din isn't Noeg to learn 30 days before, and so certainly by Chanukah, which is only Midurabbanan, and it's not called Yontif, the din is not Noeg. What about Yom Kippur and Sukkot? So he brings down from the Pnei Yoshua, from Tosfos, she noig din ze gam behem, that this din of 30 days before and applies as well to Yom Kippur and Sukkot. And he brings down, lefi zeh, based upon this, from Rosh Chodesh Elul, you start learning the halachas of Rosh Hashanah. From the 9th day of Elul, you start learning the halachas of Yom Kippurim. And from the 14th day of Elul, you start learning the halachas of Sukkot. However, the Pnei Yeshua himself is Tama. He's surprised. Lo motzinu takana kazu. We don't find that people do this. Although certainly it would be a very, very nice idea that one should do so. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'yei Shomrim, he brings down another opinion over here. This is from the Beis Yosef, the Hachiyav Shloshim Yom Hurak BePesach. It's only applicable to Pesach, not even a minug necessarily by the other Yom Tovim. Mishum D'yesh B'em Halachos Rabos. And it's a practical reason, because Pesach has so many halachos dealing with it. Kigon T'chin Aschitim, how to grind up the wheat properly that it shouldn't become chometz. V'afiyah Samatzos, how to bake the matzos properly that it shouldn't become chometz. V'agolas Kelim, to go and make your kalim kosher, to kasher all of your kalim, to do hagola, to put it in boiling water, ubiyo chametz, and how do you get rid of the chametz? All of these things take a lot of time to learn. Shelu, in ein osin, osan kil chosein, and if you don't learn these dinim and do them properly, kodem Pesach, before Pesach, les lutakon in Pesach, it's too late to do all of these things on Pesach. As opposed to mash ein kein b'shar yontif and all the other yom tovim, dai beis yom kodem. There's not that many laws in regards to the other yom tovim that you need to learn beforehand, so much so. Of course, a very good idea, but there's no chiyuv to do so according to the Beis Yosef. And he says, al kaponim b'yom tov gufa. He says, certainly, however, on yontif itself, l'kuli yama, everybody agrees, sarach lishol v'lidrosh v'chol yontov v'ilchosel. Person should, on every yontif, learn the halachas of that yontif. Ukiditza b'sof megillah daflamid beis, as it says over there, Moshe tikin lehem liyisrael, shiu sholem v'dorshin b'inyon ha-shoyom. Moshe Rabbeinu set up that we should always go b'sholem and darshin on the inyonim of the day. So therefore, hilchos Pesach v'pesach, on Pesach you should learn about halachas Pesach, hilchos etzeres of Shavuos, learn about tzeres, the halachas of Shavuos, and hilchos chabachag and Sukkot, learn the halachos of Sukkot. The Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Oshei brings down from various Achronim that they want to be Dan Lekav Schos over here, the Lekacha Ola Mekilim Adover. Why are people not setting up Siddurim specifically to learn on each Yontif the halachos of the Yontif? And he says, Mishum Desomchen al Kriyas HaTorah Binyon HaShoyom. They rely upon the laning of that day to teach them the basic dinim of that Yontif. He says, however, Ube Emes Miloshon Hilchos Pesah BePesah Hilchos HaTzeres BaTzeres Mashma the halachos Mamish Kama. He says, that's really wrong, because it seems to imply that you have to actually learn the halachos. Masha also, Masha Mutin, not just the Korbanos. And he says this is also brought down in the Yalkut Reish Parshas Vayakel, and he says in the Rambam as well, and it's Mashma Lehedra Dishnei Inyanim Heim, that there are two separate things, to listen to the Torah and the Korbanos, and then to learn the halachos of the Chag on each Chag, and that's the appropriate thing to do. The issue footnote number 2 brings down from the Sfas Emes that in regards to Shabbos, Mitzvah Lidrosh Bilchus Shabbos B'Shabbos, a person should learn Hilchus Shabbos on Shabbos. And he says, this is based upon the Takana Vayidah B'Moshe Es Moed Hashem O'Bnei Yisrael, Av Shabbos Hi B'Chal Moed Hashem. So you should learn this even on Hilchus Shabbos. On Purim, he says, Av Abish Ein Noeg Bo Din Sholem V'Darshan, even though we just pointed out you don't have the obligation to learn 30 days beforehand, the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Tov Reish Pei Ches says, Mikol Mokom B'Yom HaPurim Asmo Yishchiv Lishov Lidrosh Bilchus Hayom. On Purim itself, you should learn the halachas of Purim, but he points out, Yotzim Yidei Chov Azu B'Kriyas HaMegillah. You can fulfill this to a certain extent by listening to the Megillah. However, he says, when Purim comes out on Shabbos, and therefore we don't read the Megillah, so the Mishnah Berurah says, Chov Olishov Olidros B'Ilchos Hayom. Then you definitely do have to learn the halachos of Purim on Shabbos. He says, similarly on Chanukah, the Pnei Yeshua brings down, Mitzvah Lishov Olidros B'Inyon HaShoyom. You should specifically on Chanukah learn the halachos of Chanukah. And he writes, Sh'av Api Shepurim V'Chanukah Enum Elam Midrabbanon. Even though Purim V'Chanukah Enum Midrabbanon, and therefore they obviously were not included in the original Takon of Moshe Rabbeinu, because they weren't around yet. He says, when the rabbis set up Purim Chanukah, they set it up in the same pattern as all the other Yomim Tovim, and therefore this din applies that you should learn the halachas of Purim on Purim and the halachas of Chanukah on Chanukah as well. What about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So the Marsha brings down She'ein Takon Azuno Hegis. It doesn't apply on those days. Why? That is specifically for Yomim Tovim. That's because there are unique things about each yontif. However, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which deal with tshuva, there's no time limit on tshuva. That's not a one-day thing. That's for all year long. Shari b'chol yamos hashana, yesh l'adam litin eslibo l'tshuva. Just like on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, all year round you have to go and think about tshuva. Therefore, this halacha doesn't specifically apply to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, shebi Shabbos tshuva, yesh lidros miuchos Yom HaKippur milvad, masha dorish b'inyan tshuva. That one should have the drushes of Shabbos tshuva, as well as Shabbos HaGadol, dealing with the inyanim of the yontif, as we'll learn in a moment in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis. The issue footnote number 3 points out as well, and from Simon Tuf Lamed Vav, Linyan Chometz Kodem HaPesach, which we're going to learn Be'ezus Hashem in the upcoming weeks, Shekol Shloshim Yom Kodem HaPesach Tzorim Odom La'ayin B'chol Shimu Shose B'chometz Shelo Yishar Chometz Shelo Nitan La'asiru B'kalus. Person has to be aware not only of the halachos, but to start dealing with getting rid of any chometz that is going to be difficult to get rid of in 30 days prior to Pesach. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis, and he writes, U'maschilin Yom HaPurim Atzmo. The 30 days before Pesach starts on Purim itself. Nowadays, he says, the minhag is on Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos before Pesach, kishein Erev Pesach Chobo. That's in a year when Erev Pesach is not on Shabbos. Because the Oz Torah L'Achdim Shabbos HaKodim. Then you have the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha the week before on Shabbos. And likewise, it would be Shabbos Shuva before Yom Kippur. The minhag is that you specifically deal in those drashas. The Rav gives the drasha those times. They used to only give a drasha on Shabbos HaGadol and on Shabbos Shuva. So the Rav would deal with the halachos of the appropriate time of the year. The Mishnah Berurah says the Rav's main purpose at that time is to teach the people the halachos of those yom tovim, lelamed hamayisa sher yasin, what they need to practically do. The hainu dinei hagola, to teach, for example, on Shabbos Hagadol the halachos of kashering, ubi your chametz, how to get rid of your chametz, afiyas hamatzah, how to bake matzah properly, you should become chametz, usharichos Pesach, and the other halachos of Pesach. The chemi Shabbos Shuvah, likewise, the Shabbos for Yom Kippur, the drosh lepeim hilchos Yom Kippur and Chag HaSukkos, to teach the practical halachos of Yom Kippur and Sukkos. Levad masha doresh meinin tshuva. In addition to what he may say, the Musa Shmuz that he's giving regarding tshuva. Avolim yeah, drosha rak bepilpul, but if the drosha is just a complicated, interesting sugya, that's not halach lemaisa, or drush biyamu, or just drush in general, so then en yotzim is deyidil chavasin, that doesn't fulfill the obligation to learn the halachos of the yontif on Shabbos HaGadol and Shabbos Shuva. He says the bottom line is everybody has the obligation, as we already spoke out previously, to learn on their own with so many svarim that are available, to learn the halachos before the yontif, and certainly on the yontif itself, and this is brought down in the achronim. The issue footnote number 5 adds from the Shalah, and he says, Shebechol eis roi lumodis ha-maseches b'shas ha-nogas yosuzman. You should always try to learn the Gemara dealing with that yontif on that day. So, for example, Pesach you should learn Psalchim, on Sukkot you should learn Sukkah, on Shabbos that's Parsha Shkolim, you should take out Maseches Shkolim, and on Shabbos that you read Parah, you should take out Maseches Parah, etc. Now to go to the first Ramah in this volume. And he writes, Haga, Uminog liknos chitim, lechalken lalim tzara Pesach. He says, there's also especially a custom to go specifically to purchase wheat for the poor people so they should have matzah for Pesach. The Chol Mishador Ba'ir, and anybody living in the city, at that time, Yud Beis Chodesh, who's a city dweller for more than 12 months, at least 12 months, Tzarech Liten Lazeh, has to contribute to this special community fund called Kimcha de Pischa. And this is brought down in the Arzurua. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel adds, Hu Minok Kodum Mizman HaGemara. This is a very early custom from the times of the Gemara, this Kimcha de Pischa, to give most chitim money for the poor people. Behuva Dov Ezeb Yushami, Perak Kama de Baba Basra, it's found in the first Perak in the Yushami in Baba Basra. And you can force people in the city to contribute towards this stocker. The Sharatzion Ozayin adds over here, Ukvar Toma Besefer Beis David. The Beis David is questioning over here, the Lashon of the Ramah, who writes it's a minhag. It's a din in Yushami. I can call it a minhag. So the Chavetz Chaim himself says, Laniyaz Dati Evshalom. He wants to suggest the reason why the Ramah called it a minhag is because your yotze b'mitzvah tztaka ima yunostin la'aniyim mos. You'd be yotze if you gave money. But he says, b'dafka, the minhag was to give them wheat because it's mikrav hadiyosa, because they'll get benefit from it more immediately than money. With the wheat, they can go and bake the matzah right away. With the money, they have to purchase the grain that then they can go bake the matzah, so it's more direct. Nowadays, however, the issue footnote number 9 brings down that very few people bake their own matzahs. So therefore, Rav Nissen Karlovich Shlita says, Sheyesh losses laniyim most. Today it's preferable to actually give them money, which they can go purchase the matzah directly from. If you give them grain, they're going to have a lot of problems. And he brings that as well from the Sefer Nahar Mitzrayim, Shebizmano. In his day, Hayunogim b'Mitzrayim l'chalik laniyim matzo safuyus. They would already give out baked matzahs to the aniyim because it was a tsar for them to have to go grind up the wheat that you give them and to bake it. And he says, Shekeinogu b'Yarkosh Yerushalayim. This was also a minhag in Yerushalayim. Practically speaking, we give money for Moos Chitin, for Kimcha de Piska, which is probably the preferred way that the aniyim would want it. The issue footnote number 6 brings down that if there's a poor person in the city that's medaktik in the mitzvos very much, and he only uses a certain type of matzah that is nishmar mishas kitzira, real shmurah matzah from the time of the harvesting, so the Piska Shuvah brings down, you have to give it to this person. And if that's what he's done in previous years, you're obligated to give him this more expensive matzah from Kimcha de Piska money. In regards to Ner Chanukah, however, he brings down you only have to give a poor person one candle per night because that's the Ikar Mitzvah. You don't have to give him Mahadrin min HaMahadrin. The issue footnote number 7 brings down, can you give your Meiser Ksofim money for Kimcha de Piska? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says yes. He says since we don't have a set amount for Kimcha de Piska, it's not like you're using up your Meiser Ksofim money to, quote, pay off a debt that you owe, and he allows you to use your Meiser Ksofim money to give for Kimcha de Piska, and this is also the opinion of Nissen Karlovich Shlita. The issue footnote number 8 also brings down from Nissen Karlovich that you should also provide all the needs of the Ani, not just the Kimcha de Piska. It's called Kimcha de Piska because that's the way it started, but you really should give them all of their needs as well. And in fact, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that if you collected money for Kimcha de Piska, you're allowed to use it for needs other than matzah. You can use it for the other needs of the Yontif as well, clothing and other things. It's not specific that you gave it for Kimcha de Piska, you gave it for the needs of Pesach and not for the grain of Pesach alone, the flour of Pesach alone. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Dalet. He says, Uvidinosenu, nowadays, in the times of Mishnah Berurah, in Radin, in Poland, Haminug l'chalik lem kemach, they would actually give not the grain over here, the wheat, but they would give them flour. Shayidezeh, mikrivo han yosotve. In this way, they would go and be able to use it much more easily than having to grind up the wheat. As we pointed out, today we give money. Vishir and Asina, how much should you give? It's enough to give the Ani all of his needs for Pesach, for matzah. Or Parshut, and it's certainly clear, if he's a very poor person, if he doesn't have anything to bake the matzah with, so you also have to give him enough money or give him opportunity to go bake the matzah in your oven. This is included in giving him his needs that he is lacking. Mishabur continues to say, cotton hay, that if you're dwelling in the city for 12 months, so then you become a city dweller and you're obligated in the Kimcha de Piska. So he says, Vim onu roim shenichnas bir adas l'shtakeh sham. If we see somebody moved into the town, he's only living there a month, but he's moved into the town, he bought a house. So then the alter chayav, then he is obligated right away. And he says, look in the ayin in the Shari Tshuva, and the Shari Tshuva says that if the city made a collection, Zayin Tshuva Yair, made a collection in Shul, and there were guests over there, the guests aren't included because Mistama they're giving in their own town. However, at the end of this Shari Tshuva, he brings down from the Sefer Vad L'Chachomim in the Kuntres Tov Ayin, he brings down Shem Kona Beis Dira, if somebody purchased an apartment, Afilu Toch Yud Beis Chodesh, Choshev Kanshiyah, then he's already considered a dweller in the city, and even if he only rented the apartment, he didn't purchase it, but it's clear that he's going to be staying there. He rented it for 12 months, so then he's considered like Anshiyah as well, and he's obligated in the local community, Kimcha de Piska funding. Then the Mishmur continues and he writes, V'din zed yud beis chodesh shayach gam l'yoni, to be eligible to get the Kimcha de Piska funds is also for the aniyim that are dwelling there for at least 12 months. Shoz chayav l'itin lo kishar ani yair. Then he's entitled to a share like every other ani in the city. V'im datu l'shtakeh, but if somebody is an ani and moves into the city right away, just like if you're a rich person, you move into the city right away and it looks like you're clearly going to be dwelling there, you're obligated. So too, a poor person that moved into the city and it's clear that he's going to dwell there, even though he hasn't dwelled there 12 months, la'al tu chayav l'itin lo. You have to give him as well right then and there. Because the Achronim b'shem Asmak, the Achronim bring down the name of the Sefer Mitzvot Ketanus, the Yidnogim b'chol Atzdokos. Nowadays, with all of Atzdokah, bein l'inyan balei abatim, bein l'inyan aniyim, whether it's for looking from the point of view of the poor person, or looking from the point of view of the Gevirim, the people that can give the Tzdokah, we don't look at 12 months b'shloshim yom, we just look at 30 days, and that defines you as a city dweller. And if a poor person hasn't lived there for 30 days, even though you may technically not be obligated to give him for the entire time, you have to give him enough for his daily needs. For example, two meals for every day, for the weekdays, that he's going to be in the city, and on Shabbos you have to give him 3 sudos because that's what you have on Shabbos, the obligation for. Finally, we conclude with Dirshu footnote number 10. He says, Odom should be Ace Kaluka Sakimcha the Priska Adailo Ovil Amid Yom, Oz Higil Yir. If a poor person moved into the city, let's say 35 days before Pesach. So, in this situation, they're giving out Kimcha the Priska 20 days before Pesach. So he's only been in the city 15 days. So, does he or does he not get a share of the Kimcha the Priska? There are two opinions. One says he does, one says he doesn't. With this, we conclude today's share, and by Ezra Hashem, the Haskalah of the fifth volume of the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah program.